We were in Las Vegas a couple of weeks ago, where the hospitality and gaming industries drive most of the economy, employing some 300,000 people, which is why a 2017 study predicting a massive disruption, the loss of up to two-thirds of all jobs in Las Vegas, has garnered, as you can imagine, a lot of attention. Now, what could cause that disruption? Meet Jet. Jet is a delivery robot, the outside designed to resemble a dog, kinda. And along with its robot sibling Fetch, they're a new addition to the workforce at the Vidara Hotel in Las Vegas.
So the robot is going through the lobby of the hotel with its delivery. It's about 3 feet high, and we have the Dalmatian one running for us, and it's causing quite a stir.
Guests stop, turn, and look as Jet navigates all by itself, making a small delivery from the lobby cafe to a room on the fifth floor. But first, Jet remotely calls for an elevator for a quick trip up
fifth floor.
Karen Abel, director of hotel operations for the Vidara, joins me.
Going down.
So right now it's telling it's getting out to let the guests know it's ready to leave the elevator.
And it's very polite. It says, "Excuse me, please."
Those words scroll by on its front screen. We reach the room, and it alerts the guest by an automated phone call, and then it makes its delivery.
And there it is, and it says, "Hello, please remove your items." And it says, "Yay," and it's shaking back and forth, "Thanks." And then it says, "Bye, I'm heading home." And off it goes.
Jet, the delivery robot, is just one example of how automation is gaining traction in Las Vegas. But Karen Abel says, don't worry, little Jet doesn't portend the employment apocalypse just yet.
Do you envision this as more than sort of a gimmick? It's something that people like, but do you see it becoming something other than that?
It's been really fun for the guests and fun for the employees, but it really isn't anything more than that. It's a convenience, but it still needs to be handled by employees. It still needs an employee interaction. So it isn't going to be anything that's going to replace something, but it is a fun interaction for our guests.
Cliff Atkinson is Senior Vice President for Hospitality at MGM Resorts, and the Vidara is part of its family of hotels. While we were in Las Vegas, he was in Japan for work, so we got him on the phone.
For us, we like to be innovative, and we like to try new fun things.
Beyond the fun, Atkinson says automation is helping transform the industry as guests demand more of a customized experience. They're looking for options. Take, for instance, checking in. The front desk is already changing.
I see it as we eliminate front desks altogether and that you're able to check in over your phone. But the people that were at those front desks are still there. They're there to customize your journey. They're there to greet you at the car. And they're there to escort you to your room to make sure you have everything you need. You can't replace that and that engagement.
For Atkinson, technology is an opportunity to retrain employees. Goodbye, front desk agent. Hello, lobby ambassador. But automation will apparently hit Las Vegas most in the spaces that we don't see. That's according to the 2017 study by the aptly named Institute for Spatial Economic Analysis. Administrative back offices, restaurant kitchens, jobs often done by people with low education levels, jobs done mostly by women, and people of color will be affected first.
We know we cannot stop technology. Technology is here.
Gioconda Arguello Klein is Secretary Treasurer for the Culinary Union, which represents about 57,000 hospitality workers in Las Vegas, the majority of them women and Hispanic. This year, she helped negotiate a new contract between the union and many of the big casinos in Las Vegas. It included what they called groundbreaking language. For workers whose jobs are going to be affected by new technology, they'll get a chance to retrain.
Now, the workers, they have the opportunity to get the training, to learning something new. And at the same time, the workers, they will say, I don't want this. This is not for me, but I have a choice.
What she's saying is that for those who move on and decide not to accept the training, they'll get severance pay and benefits for 6 months. A key provision within this five-year contract, the union gets a heads up of 180 days before a new technology is implemented. This is already happening in some hotels. Workers who chop salad are being replaced by machines in some places.
Right now, we feel like we protect these 5 years. But in these 5 years, we had to prepare for the next 5 years what's going to happen.
The struggle between man and machine is as old as the dawn of the mechanized age. Remember, men used to race on horses against the steam train. Chess players would match their wits against computers. Automation has already changed the way we work for generations now. But I still contend that a real bartender makes a better margarita. And so to test that theory, I head to my final stop in Las Vegas, the Tipsy Robot Bar.
What is this? Because this actually seems kind of cool.
23-year-old Ayana Martin of Maryland is selecting a drink off a computer tablet.
Ooh, there's cherry syrup in it. I'm going to go with this, I think.
Drink ordered, a big robotic arm, a cocktail shaker for a hand, gets to work. Liquor bottles hanging from the ceiling dispense exact amounts of booze. Then, a quick shake. And finally, the robot arm pours the concoction into a plastic cup.
My God, this is so good. This is actually really good.
So do you think you could imagine drinking from a robot all the time instead of a human?
Yes. It's probably going to be a lot more cost effective, but it's not going to be as fun for the people who go to bars, because the fun part of going to a bar is making friends with the bartender and having them pour just a little bit extra more than they're supposed to in your drink. Robots can't do that.
So true, so true. But Victor Reza Villanejad, the general manager of the Tipsy Robot, says his bartending robots will mean more jobs, not fewer.
Our business is growing, and we are not buying more robots, but we are hiring more humans. So just imagine if there was Tipsy robots popping up everywhere and hiring 10 people, even more, that would be just great.
So you think that actually the nature of work is going to change, but it doesn't mean that humans are going to be replaced by robots. That's kind of optimistic.
No,
I like it.
Yeah. And
he talks some more about robots and the future of bartending, and then it's time for my taste test. I order their signature drink, a pineapple planet.
Wow, that is not my thing.
As I suspected, nothing tops a margarita made by a human bartender. For now.